Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 20th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Kings, chapters 19 to 21, taking our burdens directly to God. We read in 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 1 like this. And so it was when King Hezekiah heard it that he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. We again read in verse 14 like this. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. When King Hezekiah was threatened by an invasion from Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, he tore his clothes in anguish, covered himself with sackcloth as an outward expression of grief, and took his burdens directly to God. He tore his clothes to express horror at the daring blasphemy of Sennacherib and put on sackcloth to show his mental distress. He went into the temple to pray to God for refuge from his affliction. He then sent his people to Isaiah to obtain the prophet's counsel and comfort and received an immediate answer from God through Isaiah that we read in chapter 19 verses 6 and 7 like this. And Isaiah said to them, "Thus you shall say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Surely I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land." However, when Sennacherib sent a letter to King Hezekiah threatening him again with total destruction, he again took his burden directly into God's presence. Hezekiah went into the temple of God, spread the letter before God and prayed to God for deliverance that we read in verse 19. "Now therefore, O Lord, our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone." God answered King Hezekiah's prayer by giving a verbal assurance of deliverance and sent his angel to the Assyrian camp to kill 185,000 during the night. This caused Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, to return back to Nineveh, where he was murdered by his own two sons in cold blood while he was worshipping his God. When we face any burden in our life, like King Hezekiah, let us take it directly to God, who has promised to answer our prayers. Let us join with the psalmist in seeking God's help, for he will never let us down. We read in Psalms 34 verses 4 to 7 like this. "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them."